Now, Philippe, one for you. Sarah says, another Sarah, but not in this panel in here, she says, how do companies or advertisers use neuroscience to convince someone to hand over their cash?
Yes, so that's usually the consideration that people want to look at. And it does make sense. There's a few things that people use, and it's not always just about neuroscience. It's just certain psychological biases that we have. For example, sales. People could give you the exact same price, say it's on sale, and you would still prefer it to the same object, not on sale. There's also things like choices. We think more choices is better, but usually more choices is not. It's going to confer biases to specific options. It's going to allow less of your neurons to apply themselves to one specific decision and evaluate every possibility. So there's a few different things like that that advertising and companies can do. But the reverse end of that is that there's a lot of good things we can also do with these biases. So, for example, let's say climate change. People can look at these things and try to influence people's behavior and decisions with it. So we are very susceptible to social pressures and social engagement. If you send someone a bill that says what the average energy consumption of a household is for their little neighborhood or area, people are usually a lot more conscious of their choices and decisions than if you don't. So there's things like that. Or also, I'm sure people, at least in Cambridge and London, probably a few different places also, where you put eyes on ads saying don't steal things. People are very conscious about eyes. So people will steal less if there's eyes. Yep, it works.
Really?
And it works in pretty much every situation.
Goodness. And do you find going shopping a tricky experience? Because you must see all this sort of neuromarketing going on and think, I'm being duped. It just makes you really suspicious. Do you want to buy anything?
So I actually went shopping today, and I have to say I felt
a new shirt. I was going to say it's quite a good shirt.
Thank you.
Today's purchase?
It was on sale, actually.
It was?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So obviously humans are humans. Even though I know about certain biases we might have, I still fall prey to them all the time. And I think everybody in my field does the same thing, and that's why we're so interested in it, because we know we're going to make the same mistakes over and over and over. But why do they